All right. Hello again, our Instagram friends. Kellen Criswell here from Calvary Global Network. Just wanted to jump back on live today and talk a little bit about really what's a pretty important gathering that's going to be coming up in the context of the upcoming CGN and Calvary Chapel International Conference that's happening June 28th to July 1st. So within that week, part of the values that we have as a network, and actually that we even talked about earlier this week in another one of these conversations that I had with Ted Leavenworth, is just that as CGN, we really want to be a network that is an insulating place and a place where church leaders can be cared for. And so when we're thinking about our events like this international conference and so on, that's something, that's a value that we want to see expressed and cultivated in the context of our events as well. And so as we've been thinking about that, what does it look like to have not just the principle within our values and so on, but really to facilitate contexts of care for our leaders as a network in the context of our gatherings and so on? We also were thinking about just, of course, the reality that we've been through this global pandemic. Everybody's been touched by it. Everybody's been impacted by it in a lot of different ways, a lot of them very negative, a lot of them very challenging. And none of us have been immune to experiencing pressure and tragedy in terms of how the pandemic has affected our individual lives. And it's you know, the negative impacts of COVID have affected us no matter what vocation we're in, no matter, you know, what our ethnicity is or our cultural background and so on and so forth. There are also some unique ways that church leaders and ministry leaders have felt the pressures of the pandemic. And so the way I've thought about it is we've all kind of had this global narrative, this global story of the pandemic, but then we've also had our very personal narratives that have been experienced within that. And then again, this unique shade of what it's been like to be leading in the church and leading as ministry leaders in the context of the pandemic as well. So at the conference, we felt like it would be important for us, again, to not just do another conference for the sake of the conference and having a conference, and not just do the things that we always do, not have it just be talking at people who are participating, but we really wanted to see some intentional moments of care for leaders. And it's an opportunity to connect with God in a unique way in light of the unique pressures that we have all faced. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about one of the things that came together in terms of vision for that is the idea of doing this thing called the Exhale, which will take place on the Monday night of the week of the conference, that first night of the conference. And so to continue the conversation, what I'm going to do right now actually is invite Char Broderson. Char Broderson is going to co-lead our Exhale gathering at the upcoming conference. And I just want him to share a little bit of the vision. So I'm going to go ahead and invite him real quick. This will take a sec. You got to do the search, the IG search. So just while we're looking for that, I want to thank you guys who are tuning in right now. Good to see you from around the world. It's been fun to do this series of different elements that are going on with CGN in general, but also particular during the conference week. So looks like Char's jumping on. Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. So
perfect.
Thanks for joining us, Matt. So I just set a little bit of the context for what we're talking about today. Again, working from the conviction as the leaders of CGN, really, that we want the whole network to be a network where ministry leaders are cultivated as people and they're cared for as people. And talking a little bit as well about just the reality that, you know, everyone's been through this pandemic. We've also felt the pressures in different ways. But of course, there's the unique ways that ministry leaders have experience that in the context of trying to lead the people of God, lead in ministry, but then just being children of God. And so how does that value of leadership care get expressed and facilitated in the context of, say, an international conference? And one of the ideas that we came up with is just having some focused, intentional time at something called the Exhale as a moment for us to be cared for. And so since you're leading that, you and Pastor Wayne Taylor, it'd be awesome if you just kind of share your own sense of the vision for this, your own heart for it as a starting point. So take it away, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think it goes along with exactly what you're saying about recognizing the difficulty that we've come through in this last season and honoring that and giving space to say, hey, before we, you know, kind of look ahead or talk about, you know, the next challenges that we're facing, what this reset actually looks like going forward, before we challenge you with, you know, taking up a new mantle, a new mission or renewed mission, that we really are giving permission to, you know, I can't help but think of like just like that emotional, you know, for lack of a better term, like verbal emotional vomit. I think that there is just something so important about just allowing people to just confess the difficulty and hardship that they faced and the discouragement that has set in. The, you know, there's something like, I think the Barna Group came out with something like 70% of pastors actually quit the ministry in 2020. And so you just think about the discouragement that we're facing, as you mentioned, just whether that's politically, everything going on with the pandemic, from just churches not being able to meet in person, to there's also another, like a spiritual aspect to all this too, just discouragement setting in. And we know how lonely we can get. We feel like we're going out alone, you know, kind of the Elijah syndrome sets in, you know, I alone am left, Lord, of all the prophets. And so kind of just setting the tone with saying, hey, you're allowed to be transparent and authentic about the difficulty, and we're here to just love on you, to pray over you. I think we're going to sing scripture over one another and just remind ourselves of God's presence and God's power with us, that he's been with us through all the difficulty. He's still with us now. He's not disappointed in us, but here, you know, to encourage us for this next leg of the journey. And I can't help but think, you know, a lot of us have been contemplating, I think maybe for the first time, lament and what that looks like for the church to engage with lament. And so I really do think that this is going to be kind of that transition of lament, going from orientation to disorientation to reorientation. And so kind of as we're in that still disorienting space of kind of letting go of what was, letting go of just kind of the pain, frustration, anger, loss of this last season, just having a time to give people permission to do that. And then kind of, you know, exhaling and saying like, okay, now that we've let all that out, let's allow the Lord to speak to us afresh and anew. And I think Pastor Wayne, he's going to be a huge part of that. He's such a pastoral heart for coming alongside those who are laboring. Him and Kathy have been doing this for many, many years. And so I'm really excited for him just to partner with him and just allow him to share his pastoral heart coming alongside the men and women who've been doing this and just pray over them, encourage them. So I think it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, that's great, man. And yeah, something, I think this is important in part just because even before the pandemic, you know, again, many of us come from cultures, we're ministering in cultures, we come out of a cultural background where we just have this high value, whether it's seen or unseen or known or not known to us intellectually, but we have this culture of performance and function and activity. And I remember seeing a meme some months ago that talked about North American culture having this value where we wear burnout as a badge almost. And you see some of these unhealthy perspectives on performance. You know, for some of us, we actually do think that what the proof of our meaningful existence is our burnout, because it shows how active we are and how busy we are. And that's certainly something that to me is antithetical to the gospel of Christ. You know, God does want us to be productive. He does want us to be workers together with God. He has prepared works for us to do from the foundation of the universe. And yet God's higher priority is not that he has a bunch of employees, but that he has sons and daughters. It's not primarily the things he's doing through us. It's first and foremost the things he's doing in us to heal us, to transform us, to conform us into the image of Christ, or the way that Christ thinks, the way he feels, the way he values, the way he lives, the way which this conference is all about, the way of Jesus, right? And so I think there's that cultural need in general for many of us to come back to this place of being and being transformed and being in the presence and being present with God relationally over our functionalism and our burnout kind of things. But then again, just even if that's not kind of your wiring, I think you're right. The way that this pandemic has squeezed all of us is, for one reason or another, we're all feeling that, or many of us are at least, in different degrees, that kind of crushing weight of just the things that have been going on. And I think I love what you're saying, because I think that a lot of us, some of us need to be challenged on our functionalist kind of performance mentality. Others need to be told it's okay that you feel, it's understandable. You're not an exceptional loser in the kingdom of God if you're feeling crushed and broken and pressed in your time of trying to minister and do what God's called you to do. And so, just the importance of coming together and saying, look, let's not get the cart before the horse. Let's just be the kids of God in the presence of God, allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, to kind of wash to the surface things that we may not even see that are there. Let's confess these things together. Let's pray over these things together. Let's let the Spirit minister to one another through one another as the starting point. Because again, part of the other thing of that culture that we all come from is not only are we functionalists outside of a conference, but the reason we come to a conference is to get more marching orders to go do stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think just wanting to say, look, let's not do that. Let's pause. Go ahead. I can tell you one.
No, well, I think about how we have intentionally set up this conference and CGN. We call it the Calvary Global Network. And you and I talk a lot about this, how this is a network. And what we mean by that is it's built on relationships and how important it is for us to take this moment to like, hey, who is feeling this way? And this is an opportunity for us, maybe who have come through it already. And the Lord is, you know, we've got a little bit maybe more hindsight at this moment. The Lord is teaching us things. We're kind of getting our footing once again to come alongside those who are still, you know, kind of heads are spinning, confused, don't know what's next, still haven't been able, maybe even given themselves permission to kind of grieve and recognize what just happened. And so that's a great opportunity for us to be this actual network of support coming alongside one another and to foster the kind of relationships that we should be valuing in the kingdom of God. And so I think just what a practical way to live out our values together at the conference. So I'm really excited for that.
That's great, man. So as you've been anticipating this night, again, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about a special gathering at the beginning of our week-long gathering of the CGN Calvary Chapel International Conference that we're calling the Exhale. And so maybe you could speak a little bit, Char, to as you're anticipating this gathering, you're praying about what to facilitate at that time. How are things shaping up so far in your processing of this and your conversations with Wayne? What might that night look like with some of the components?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, as I'm thinking about just even the songs that, you know, I'm wanting to kind of bring to this setting, definitely more contemplative songs about the journey, songs about God's power, God's presence, God's grace, and really kind of using this, even if, you know, some of these songs maybe might not be familiar to us, but to allow these truths and scripture to wash over us and really be much more of a contemplative renewal ceremony, I guess. And I think for Wayne, you know, we'll set the tone together, but then for Wayne to kind of pastorally walk us through that time. And I think we just want to highlight just if, you know, if this is your experience in the season, we want you to stand up. We want to pray over you. And so we just want to kind of recognize all the different, you know, stations or status or, you know, situations that people might be in or might have come out of, and just create opportunities for us to come alongside and to minister. And that it's not just about that evening, but, you know, kind of like what I was saying, that this is a touchstone for the rest of the conference. And even, you know, as we go back home to, you know, places the Lord's called us to minister, that we've made these connections, networks of support to continue the conversation with, to continue to stir up love and good works together.
So. No, that's great. You know, I love it. You know, I believe God is relational first. So why shouldn't we start relational first, even in the context of a leader's gathering over a few days to just hit that reset? I mean, we know this, right? Even those of us who have good relationships with our children, you know, your kids don't come over to your house for you to give them a manual and tell them the next tasks you want to do. That if you haven't seen them in a long time, they come over, they want to sit down and do relationship first, and then we'll get to the plans and stuff like that. You know, I just think that's definitely the heart of what we want to do. And the core value of CGN, definitely relationship, vertical and horizontal together. So yeah, man, looking forward to it. And yeah, I think part of this too is with an evening like this, I think God's given you a structure to it. He's given you insight and leading, same with Wayne and all that. But as a movement of continuationists too, that believe in the presence and the power and the gifts and the leading of the Spirit, we're definitely going to have some flexibility in there for that kind of thing. on this evening too, for those of you who are tuned in, to just,
absolutely,
you know, the Spirit's going to work through the planned parts, and he's going to work through some unforeseen moments. And what we're inviting you to is, we want you to come to the conference in general, but especially with this, if you only came to one thing, and you're a leader out there, you're somebody in ministry who's just feeling the weight, like, it would be great to just get in a focused context that's a safe place, a gathering among believers who can relate to your wounds, to just seek God together, seek the refreshment of God together, to get things out of you again that maybe you don't even know are in there, but just to have that focused time to build in that sense. Then we hope you come and join this, this gathering. So any other last words, Char, before we jump off?
No, I mean, I was reminded of a story as you were saying all that. I remember years ago, I was down here visiting. My wife and I were just going through a difficult season, you know, just after our second baby, in the midst of ministry, just hardships, you know, people leaving the church, and just a difficult time. And I remember being with Jordan Taylor, and just on a whim, you know, we're very close, have been for years, but on a whim, you know, he just asked me how it was going, and I just was fully honest. No, just very honest about just the state of my marriage and the church and my frustration. And he just said, yeah, man, join the club. And just him saying that just immediately opened up the conversation for us to share just honestly about what was going on, and just in a new way, just to support one another, to check in with one another, to continue to pray for one another. And I think about that moment. I mean, that was probably 10 years ago. And I still think about that moment today. And what a special moment that was, I believe, ordained, orchestrated by the Holy Spirit, because my marriage radically changed on that, just in terms of where grace, the way that we were communicating. But it was just through this connection with a dear friend and just opening up a very authentic, transparent conversation. Yeah. That we were able to support one another. And I mean, that's what we're longing for. We're longing for just that safe space to be honest about our frustration, to be honest about the wounds that we are carrying, to lay those at the feet of Jesus, and then to be encouraged by our brothers and sisters as we go forward in what the Lord's called us to do, you know, and as we go forward bearing the sufferings of Christ and being conformed more and more to his image. So I really do believe that this is going to be a powerful and essential part of the new thing that the Lord wants to do in this post-pandemic, you know, culture that we're engaging in.
That's a beautiful thing, man. I appreciate you sharing that story and that transparency, you know. And I won't talk on and on about this. We're going to wrap this up here in a sec, you guys. But I do just want to say, you know, leadership conferences, church leadership conferences, to some people's surprise, can kind of just be like a big lie festival in one sense. That, I mean, isn't this the case? We often come to these conferences. I hear this all the time. Well, I don't really want to go to the conference thing. Well, how come? Because, you know, it just seems like a big fake comparison thing about whose churches are bigger and whose gatherings are bigger and all these things. And, you know, just like, I think any of us who are in local church leadership want our local churches to be a place where people can come and be real. They can be exactly who they really are, and yet find a context of insulation and grace and the gospel and the Spirit of God and the community of God's people. I guess, let's just say this real publicly, you know, me and Char are on the CGN executive leadership team, and our heart is that our whole network of leadership would be that way, that these conferences wouldn't be places where you would show up and feel like, yeah, I'm here, but I kind of got to put on a face, because if people find out what I'm really feeling like, if they find out about the doubts I have, about the discouragement that I'm facing, about the sin struggles that I have, I might just be cut out of the kingdom forever. We want to continue, and this takes time. It's not something that happens overnight, but this is the Spirit. We really do want our network to be a place where leaders can find a community centered in the gospel, centered in the grace of God, cared and governed by the Spirit, where we can be actual humans in the ministry and find that context of healing and relationship. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So conference.calvarychapel.com is where you can get the information about registering. Again, we hope you'll come. If you're a discouraged leader, certainly don't miss the exhale happening Monday night, June 28th. Or if you know somebody that is a ministry leader and you can just tell and they're going through a tough time, we don't care if they're CGN or not. If this would be good for them, we just would ask that you encourage them to consider this. We have day passes, we've got week-long passes and the whole thing. So again, conference.calvarychapel.com is where you can get the information. You can also go to calvaryglobalnetwork.com and get some information about the gathering there. So thanks for joining us, Char. Appreciate you always, man. And we're going to be doing more of these live discussions in the days ahead while we lead up to the conference to just talk more about the vision and what God is showing us about why we think this is going to be a special time of gathering. So stay on the lookout for those.